Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Please download, subscribe, comment, like, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. Someone who needs to be encouraged, someone who needs a prayer covering, someone that needs to be uplifted. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell someone else who needs to be blessed.
As always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture. I'm coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for this day, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you allow breath to be in our bodies, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we had a mind, Father God, to want to even pray to you, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down upon each and every person, Father God, that's in distress, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who are hurting, Father God. Look down upon those who are in severe pain, Father God. Someone is in back pain on today, Father God. Someone has neck pain on today, Father God. Someone has scoliosis, Father God. Someone has spinal stenosis, Father God. Someone has multiple sclerosis, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, whatever the problem is, Father God, whether they have diabetes, hypertension, Father God, congestive heart failure, Father God, myocarditis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, whatever it is that they have, Father God, whatever is going on in their bodies, Father God, we know, Father God, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, Father God. I pray for everyone with kidney disease, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those with aneurysms, Father God. I pray for those with Alzheimer's and dementia, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those with Baker's cyst, Father God. I pray for those with plantar fasciitis, Father God. I pray for those with meniscus tears, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those with bursitis, Father God. I pray for those with osteoarthritis, Father God, rheumatoid arthritis, Father God. I pray for those with osteoporosis, Father God. I pray for those with cataracts and glaucoma, Father God. I pray for those with sinus issues. I pray for those with asthma, bronchitis, Father God, tuberculosis, Father God. I pray for everyone who has any type of respiratory illness, Father God. Pray for those that's battling COVID-19, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those that battle any form of cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those that have air aches, Father God. I pray for those with sinusitis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, have carpal tunnel. I pray for those with tennis elbow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those, Father God, that have bulging discs, Father God. I pray for everyone for herniated disc, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those who have sciatica problems, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have nerve damage on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those with ADD and ADHD, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, with any form of depression. I pray for those that's going through anxiety and panic attacks, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, look down upon all those, Father God, who have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, Father God. I pray for those who have schizophrenia, Father God. I pray for those with multiple personalities, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, whatever the problem is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. There's so many things that's going on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those with aphasia, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those with aphantasia, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So look down upon each of our bodies, Lord God. You created these bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You created every aspect of our bodies, Father God. You put everything in its right place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So you're the creator of these bodies, so that means you're also the healer of these bodies, Father God. And I pray and ask you, Father God, to breathe your healing upon each and every last one of us, Father God. Someone is in so much pain, Father God, they can't return on their own, Father God. Lord God, somebody is in so much pain, they need somebody to pick them up, Lord God, just to take them to the bathroom, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone is in crippling pain, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for all those who have had any form of amputation, Father God, whether it's been amputation of toes, feet, legs, arms, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will give them the strength that they need, Father God, to continue to keep on keeping on. I know it can't be easy to have to lose a part of your body, Lord God. So I pray that you will strengthen them mentally, Father God. Strengthen them emotionally, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look down upon every family member who has to look at a loved one, Father God, who has been affected and impacted by dementia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those who have a memory problem, Father God. They may not have dementia, Father God. They may not have Alzheimer's, Father God. Sometimes it's chronic pain that's causing people to have memory lapse, Father God. Sometimes it's the medication, Father God, that's causing people to have memory lapse, Father God. Whatever the problem is, Father God, you have the antidote, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever's going on, Father God, you are the answer, Father God, to all of our problems, Father God. Not just our problems physically, Father God, but our problems emotionally and mentally, spiritually, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for each and every person who's had a stroke, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, that don't have any side effects from that stroke, Father God. I pray for those who have side effects. I pray for those who cannot swallow properly, Father God, because of the stroke, Father God. I pray for those who cannot walk properly because of the stroke. I pray for those that cannot think properly because of the stroke, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, that have some type of side effect from that stroke, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever that side effect is, Father God, maybe it's their speech, Father God. Maybe it's their mobility, Father God. Maybe it's their thinking, Father God, their ability to process things, Father God. Whatever it is, Father God, I pray that you will reverse it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for everyone who have had a heart attack and survived, Lord God, that you will give them the strength that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, it has to be an extremely scary thing to have a stroke, to have a heart attack, Father God. But Lord God, there's nothing to fear, Father God, because we know that you are on our side, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to please, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon every health issue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Whatever the health issue is, Father God, someone has COPD, Father God, someone has emphysema on today, Father God, someone has Crohn's disease on today, someone has diverticulitis on today, someone has IBSD on today, someone has IBSC on today. Someone has sickle cell anemia on today. Someone has sickle cell anemia, the trait, on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, whatever it is, Father God, you know all about it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon those who have kidney stones, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon those who have gallbladder issues on today, Father God. Look down upon those who have intestinal problems, Father God. Colon problems, Father God. Prostate problems, Father God. Pancreas problems, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, look down upon every woman who has fibroids, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look down upon the pain that they're in, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon everyone with lipomas, Father God. Look down upon each and every person with a cyst, oh God. Remember those with blood clots, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, don't allow that blood clot, Father God, to take them out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you will allow every blood clot to dissipate, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down upon us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for your healing upon our bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for deliverance upon our bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you would do only what you can do, my God. Do what surgery hasn't been able to do, my God, in the name of Jesus. Do what medication can't do, Father God. Do what therapy can't do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do what the blood of Jesus can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that the blood of Jesus can heal. We know that the blood of Jesus can deliver. We know that the blood of Jesus can set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that the blood of Jesus can turn around every situation, every circumstance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So regardless of what we are going through on today in our bodies, Father God, regardless of what we are going through on today in our minds, Father God, we know who we put our trust in. We know who we believe in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we know who has the power to do all things but fail, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that you have the power, Lord God, to heal us right now, Father God. Even right now, Father God, you can just look down, Father God, upon each and every person, and healing will come down the throne of grace. All you have to do is extend your finger, Father God, and healing will come down the throne of grace. All you have to do is speak the word, Father God, and healing will come down the throne of grace. So I pray for healing on today, that healing will come down the throne of grace, oh God, that it will come down upon each and every person who needs it in regards in the capacity that they may need it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for those who are suffering from dry mouth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, it sounds like something so simple, Father God, something that could be rectified easily, Father God, but it's not, Father God. It's extremely annoying, Father God. It's extremely embarrassing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for everyone who suffered from dry mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will put moisture back in their mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray for those that have gingivitis and gum disease, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for those with periodontitis, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those with rotten teeth in their mouth. I pray for those that have wisdom teeth problems, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those that have tongue problems, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every esophagus, Father God. I pray for every trachea, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for everyone who has GERD, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, look down upon everyone, Father God, who's suffering from migraines, oh God. Look down upon those who are suffering from cervogenic headaches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those who are suffering from sinus headaches, oh God. Look down upon everyone that's suffering from allergies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone has a seasonal allergy, Father God. Their eyes keep watering, Father God. They keep sneezing, Father God. Their nose keep running, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone has a food allergy, a medication allergy, Father God. Lord God, whatever the allergy may be, Father God, I pray that you will fix it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you will clear eyes up, Father God. I pray that you will stop running noses, Father God. I pray that you will cease the sneezing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, who suffer from coughing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Some people cough all the time, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and cough medication does not help. Cough syrup doesn't help, Father God. Cough drops doesn't help, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for everyone who suffers from a dry cough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for everyone who suffers from a cough, Father God, that has mucus in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for everyone who has some type of deformity, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever the deformity is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know how to fix it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You know how to straighten up that deformity, oh God. I pray for everyone with cleft chin, oh God, and cleft lip, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who don't have their five senses, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those who are legally blind, oh God. I pray for those who are totally blind, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for everyone who has some form of paralysis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to speak healing upon our bodies, Father God, upon our our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come to you, Father God, believing that you can do all things, my God. Father God, I know that you can do all things, Lord God, because your word tells us you can, oh God. I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you can heal us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you can deliver us right now, Father God. I pray and ask you, Father God, to heal anyone, Father God, who's dealing with some type of addiction, Father God, whether it's a drug addiction, Father God, whether it's a prescription pill addiction, Father God, whether it's an alcohol addiction, Father God, whether it's a gambling addiction, oh God, whether it's a food addiction, Father God, whether it's a TV addiction, Father God, whether it's a social media addiction, Father God, whether it's praising our vehicles and praising our homes too much, Father God, whatever it is that we put in so much time in, Father God, whatever it is that has control over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray and ask you to break it right now in the name of Jesus, to break the shackles off of our lives, Father God, to break every chain off of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that nothing will have control over us but you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to surrender unto you, help us to yield unto you, my God, in the name of Jesus, for you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, I pray for everyone, Father God, who's involved in psychedelics, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon those with acne issues, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon those, Father God, who have low self-esteem on today, look down upon those, Father God, who suffer from anemia, Father God, look down upon those who suffer from anorexia, Father God, look down upon those who are suffering from bulimia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to set us free, Father God, from every form of addiction, oh God, set us free, Father God, from everything that's not like you, from everything that does not glorify you, from everything that does not uplift you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for we need you right now, my God, we need you to step in, my God, we need you to make a way, Father God, right now, we need you to open doors right now, Father God, we need you to do what only you can do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as us as believers, Father God, get ready, Father God, during this Passion Week, Father God, as we get together, Father God, to learn more about Jesus, to learn more about his sacrifice on tomorrow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a lot of us, Father God, hearts will be torn, Father God, we will be being somber, Father God, we will be hurting, Father God, hearing about all the details of what Jesus has to go through for us, Lord God, but allow us to remember, Father God, that Resurrection Sunday is still coming, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that Jesus did not stay on the cross. Jesus did not stay in the grave, Lord God, but he got up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so allow us to remember, because Jesus got up, Father God, we can get up, Father God, we can get up out of every one of our situations, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't have to stay down anymore. Anymore, oh God, we don't have to stay bound anymore, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't have to stay in shackles anymore, Father God, we can get up because Jesus got up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so I thank you for allowing us to get up, Lord God, thank you, Father God, thank you, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, God, I thank you on today, God, I thank you, Father God, I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, and I praise you, oh God, and I honor you, oh God, and I glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, I thank you, I praise you, I honor you, and I glorify you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, amen and amen.